The six activities I'm going to give you done in this sequence, they're highly effective. And then the seventh activity, this is a killer secret. So you're going to want to stay with me all the way through this video to the end because you're not going to want to miss the seventh activity. This is a killer secret that's going to make all the difference for you in your business. So let's get right to the content. We start with activity number one, and that's an educational speech. You need to get in front of groups of people and deliver educational information to them in the form of teaching or in the form of a speech where you're telling stories and giving examples and sharing case studies. Why is an educational speech so powerful to increase sales, especially in a service business? Well, when you get up in front of the room, it's like magic. You have instant credibility. The people who are watching you speak are transfixed. They're hanging on your every word. You're an authority because you are the only one talking. Someone has introduced you, so somebody passed their credibility on to you. Everyone else who's sitting in the room staring at you gives the person who's sitting next to them the impression that they're hanging on your every word, so what you're saying must be important. If you want to increase sales in a service business, start with delivering educational speeches. Now you may be thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, that's great. Where am I going to go to deliver educational speeches? Well, there's a whole industry out there called the National Speakers Association. That's an industry trade group for professional speakers. They get together on a regular basis. They do training. They do business development training. They help you learn how you can get educational speeches. But you should start by going to your local chamber of commerce and offering to speak on a topic that you have deep industry knowledge of. You should also go to your local Kiwanis clubs, Rotary clubs, any place where people get together and practice delivering one educational speech on a topic that you have mastery of that will lead people to ask for more information about you and about your business. If you perfect delivering this speech, you can go out to large groups and trade associations and offer to give that speech to them in return for either financial compensation or getting all the contact information for everyone in the audience so that you can continue to market to them after the speech is over. So step one in the activities that are most important to increase sales in a service business, deliver an educational speech. Step number two, educational events that you host. So now you've given your speech. What do you do after your speech is over? Well, you host an educational event yourself. This educational event is on a topic that you gave the speech about, but it goes into greater detail. So for example, I might give a speech on how to develop a marketing plan for a professional service business like yours, and then I might do a half-day educational event on marketing strategy and execution. I go into detail, even deeper detail, in a four-hour event based on the topics that I covered in the speech. So hosting educational events is step number two. Step number three, develop a direct mail sequence. What is a direct mail sequence? Simply put, it's letters that you send out to the people who've attended your speeches, who then come to your educational event, and you offer to do whatever it is that you do in your service afterwards. And you deliver this information in letter format, but you don't just send the letter one time. You don't just send it twice. You send it three times. So a follow-up direct mail sequence after somebody comes to one of your educational events might be an offer to get into one-on-one coaching with you, or might be an offer for you to perform CPA services like an audit or their taxes if you're a CPA. Might be an opportunity for you to do consulting. This direct mail letter sequence is simply a letter that you write that you offer your services to someone in, and then you tailor it for the second option and the third option. So you send out the letter the first time, you make an offer to the client. If you don't get a response, you send letter number two. And in the first paragraph, you say, I already sent you a letter about this once, now I'm sweetening the deal. And then you offer them something additional. And then you send them a final notice, a third letter, about 2 weeks later. So each letter goes out in 2 week increments. The first letter, then 2 weeks later, the second letter, then 2 weeks later, the third letter. And then for the final notice, the third letter, you say, I offered you this, and then I sweetened the deal with this. This is my final offer. I want you to get involved with me. If you get involved with me now, and if you act within 24 hours of receiving this letter, I will include this bonus. That's your three-letter sequence, and you can send it out after you host the educational event. All right, step number four, Facebook and Google advertising. These advertising methods work extremely well, and you can run ads and target the very specific audience you want, and you can use these as lead generation ads. But when we're talking about activities that are most important to increase sales in service businesses, I would do what's called retargeting with Facebook and Google ads. Give the email addresses of everyone that has come to an educational event or seen you speak at an educational speech or received your direct mail. Take those email addresses, give them to your advertising person. They will craft ads designed to retarget the people you've already targeted. So when these people log into their Facebook profile or when they go to your website on Google, your ads will follow them around for a month afterwards. They'll see you speak at an educational event. They'll come to your educational event that you hosted. They'll get direct mail from you. Then they'll log into Facebook and they'll see your advertising. They'll go to your website and they'll see ads hosted by Google forever after that. You're going to bombard them with ads, and they're not going to know where these ads came from, but consciously and subconsciously, they're going to get an impression indelibly imprinted in their mind that you can help them. Step number five is LinkedIn outreach. So you've done your educational speech, you've hosted an educational event, you've done direct mail, you're doing Facebook and Google ads. Now you're going to go find these people on LinkedIn, and you're going to outreach to them on LinkedIn. You're going to reach out to them with a direct in-mail, a LinkedIn mail invitation to connect with you on LinkedIn. And then after they connect with you, you're going to follow up with them and you're going to send them more educational information. LinkedIn outreach is important so they continue to see your content being brought up, put in their face over and over again after they've seen everything else from you. Now, step number six is cold email outreach. After all of these other opportunities, the educational speech, the event that you hosted that they came to, that's virtual event or in-person event, a direct mail sequence, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, LinkedIn outreach, after all that, you're going to send them a cold email. And the email is going to say, "Dear Mr. Smith, I've been trying to get in touch with you and I've had no success. I made this offer to you in a direct mail sequence. I didn't hear back from you, so now I'm reaching out to you via email. If you act right now, I will give you this bonus." And you're going to repeat all the offers you did in direct mail, but you're going to do it in an email sequence, and the email is going to be separated 2 weeks apart. So after you've done all five steps, then you're going to reach out via cold email in a three-step email sequence, and it's going to be separated by a week each time. So now let's recap the six steps before I get to step number seven, which is the killer secret. Educational speech. After the educational speech, you invite them to an educational event that you host. After they come to the educational event, you do a direct mail sequence, three letters separated by 2 weeks each time. Then you do Facebook and Google ads to retarget them while they're thinking about working with you. Then you do your LinkedIn outreach. Then you do your three-step cold email sequence. Now we're up to step seven, and that's the killer secret. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a shortcut that's going to blow everything up. Before I get to that, if you want a system that's guaranteed to produce results to help you get the sales increase you're looking for in your service business, download my revenue roadmap guide. It's free. Go to the description of this video. You'll see a URL there. You'll see a website there underneath the text that says free gift from Dave. The text is revenueroadmapguide.com. That's the URL, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go there, enter your contact info, get your free gift from me. This is a marketing plan, a 27-page marketing plan that you can fill out and customize, and you can use it in your business, in your service business right now. All right, killer secret number 7, here it is. That's strategic alliance partnerships. This is your shortcut to increase sales in your service business. What you do is this. You find someone who's targeting the same client that you're targeting. So if you're a CPA, you find a lawyer who's targeting the same clients you're targeting. If you're a financial advisor, you find a business coach like me who's targeting the same clients you're targeting. If you're a mortgage broker, you find a realtor who's targeting the same clients you're targeting. And after you find this person who's targeting the same clients that you're targeting, you two do all of these things together. You do steps 1 through 6 together. You do your educational speech together, your educational event, your direct mail sequence, your Facebook and Google advertising, your LinkedIn outreach, and your cold email. You work together on these. Why? Because you get to double your database. You have a database, your strategic alliance partner has a database, you double the amount of people that you're connecting with. This is a killer secret because it immediately doubles your audience. You're both endorsing each other. Before the educational speech, your strategic alliance partner endorses you. He gives you an introduction. And during the speech, he will stop you and ask you questions and pitch your ideas to the audience. At the educational event, you're co-hosting it. In the direct mail, he's mailing letters to your list. You're mailing letters to his list. With your advertising, you're standing next to one another doing joint advertising. Your LinkedIn outreach, he's introducing you to all of his LinkedIn contacts, and you're introducing him to all of your LinkedIn contacts. Cold email, you're emailing your list on his behalf. He's emailing his list on your behalf. Why is this a killer secret? Why does it work so well? Because you're connecting with a list of people that automatically has instant credibility in their eyes. You automatically have instant credibility in their eyes because you've been endorsed by someone they trust. And the same thing is true of your strategic alliance partner. He's being endorsed by you. You pass your trust on to your audience in him. You guys can both work together. Use this 6-step sequence alone and as a strategic alliance partnership. That's how you increase sales in a service business. Now, stay with me for our next video on how to increase sales. You're not going to want to miss this. Watch the next video. You'll see it pop up right below me right now. Go click on that. Click on it now. That's the next video right there. Click on it. I'll see you in the next video.